Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 10th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. WhatsApp chain, false metadata risk. Notebook LM now exports Office files. Gemini 3.5, live translate expands support. German court holds Google liable. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. A viral WhatsApp chain saying an AI can read all chats is false. Individual and group messages remain end-to-end encrypted. Meta and Meta AI can access only content users send to the AI. Those submissions leave encryption and are processed on Meta servers. Main privacy risk is metadata. WhatsApp collects phone numbers, device information, IP addresses, timestamps, contact lists, online status, and location. These data are not end-to-end encrypted and may be shared across Meta under a claimed legitimate interest. PerChat extended chat privacy blocks export, stops auto-saving media, and disables Meta AI while notifying participants. To avoid Meta, leave WhatsApp. Alternatives include Signal, Threema, and Wire. Notebook LM can now export Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and PDFs, plus charts, images, and structured data. It runs on Gemini 3.5, ties into Google's anti-gravity platform, and gives each notebook a secure cloud computer that can write and run code using more than 100 curated software skills. Output files land in a studio panel for download or further prompt-driven edits. That lets users generate budget tables, project reports with embedded charts, or slide decks from uploaded sources instead of assembling them by hand. Google did not provide details on isolation or audit logs. They are initially limited to paying tiers such as Google AI Ultra and Workspace Business accounts.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Google released Gemini 3.5 Live Translate, an audio model that translates speech in real time across more than 70 languages. The system auto-detects the spoken language and generates continuous translations that preserve a speaker's tone, pace, and pitch without waiting for sentence endings. Developers can access it via the Gemini Live API and Google AI Studio. Companies can try a preview in Google Meet, and it is available to everyone in the Google Translate app on Android and iOS. Meet's language coverage rises from 5 to more than 70 languages, with more than 2,000 combinations. Ride service Grab is testing it, and all audio carries an inaudible Synth ID watermark. Germany's Munich court held Google directly liable for false claims in its AI-generated search overviews in a ruling issued on the 28th of May, 2026. The court found AI overviews create independent content, not mere search results, and barred Google from repeating false allegations that linked two Munich publishers to scams. Google's defense that users should verify summaries was rejected. The company must pay 80% of legal costs. The court noted potential cross-border effect. An analysis found Gemini 3 answers were correct in 91% of cases, but produce millions of errors at scale, and 56% of correct answers lacked supporting links.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.